Hello?
Hey, Mr. Ingram, it's Jerome. How are you?
Speak up, speak up. You can't hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, it's Jerome Pratt. We had spoke a few times concerning 203 and 205.
Say that again.
This is Jerome Pratt with CVA. We had spoken a few times concerning 203 and 205 South Jefferson.
Yeah. What about it?
We were speaking yesterday, and I told you I'd call you with, you know, some numbers and to talk further about the place. Have I caught you at a bad time, or is now okay?
No, it's good.
Okay. All right, got you. So I know you had talked about doing work to, I believe it was 20, I mean, I know you were trying to renovate 101, but you were doing work to the other
one. Come on. I'm sorry. Come on, Duke. It's all right. You stuck? I'm talking to my dog. We just came down to the law. Come here.
You're good.
It's all right. Get it tight.
What kind of dog you got?
I'm sorry. Give me a second. Yeah. I'm trying to put my shepherd down at the other place. Okay, go ahead.
You're good. I just wanted to finalize, you know, the work that you think the place needed. I know you had mentioned it before, briefly, but just wanted to clarify. I know you had done work to it in the past. What state is 205 in currently?
Well, I think I told you what state. Do you remember what I said?
You do. You said, you did. I know you had talked about, like, there was a kitchen reno that needed to be done, and then bathrooms, just general updates that you were doing.
I didn't say the bathroom. I said the kitchen needs to be done in 203 on the top floor.
Uh-huh.
There's two floors, right? If you want to count the basement, it's three. But there's nothing in the basement but to boil a hot water heater. And piping. There's a side entrance to the basement, and you could also enter from the first floor apartment to the basement. Now, the second floor, second level, that's where I said the kitchen has to be done. Everything
yeah.
else is finished and done because I got a roomer there. He's
yeah.
only occupying one room.
Gotcha. And I do recall, just wanted to clarify, I might have gotten the properties of what needs to be what done at what mixed up within, you know, going over everything. But I know you did say you had a tenant in there, so I knew it was livable. But
I have a tenant on the ground floor. It's a full apartment finished on the ground floor. Top floor only a roomer.
Gotcha.
Both individuals work for me.
That's good. I mean, if we were able to reach any type of decision, you know, today, I mean, what would be their time?
Well, I had told you. I refused $225 for both buildings. That's what I said to you.
Yeah.
One wanted to give me $205. Another wanted to give me $215, and I told them no, and I just spent $10,000. I put a brand new boiler, and they balanced it. I paid them off, and they got heat on both floors. That's 203, and that's
mm-hmm.
the building that also has a garage and a fence in between the two in the back. That
gotcha.
One, the other one has only an occupant on the first floor.
Got you. So, you know, I know you've been through this process with a lot of different individuals. I mean, what are you really wanting out of this property? Because I know you had mentioned fixing up some others, I think in NY, in New York, and things of that nature. But what are you really wanting out of it?
What do you mean what I want? You got to clarify that statement with some serious talk. What do I really want out of it? It should be a question for what I want. It's what you want. Are you going to make an offer, which you said you'll do that today?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Then make an offer and stop thinking about what I want, because you can't give me what I want.
Well,
close to it, but you don't want to give me what I want.
Yeah, I want to come up with a solution that works for you.
Say that again. You got to speak a little louder.
I want to make sure, you know, the solution works for you and us. I want to, you know, cater to both parties in this. So what you want does matter. You know what I mean? And like you said, I'll do my best to give you what you want in this, like, you know, number-wise. But.
Well, I'm not going to settle for less than $250 for the two buildings, period. Because I'm in the process of working on another place on another corner. But in between, I go in there and I do work also to 205. 203, which is what we're speaking about primarily, has two tenants, you could say. One is a roomer, and I got a kitchen to do, which I'm in the process of ordering some cabinets to go. But I'm not standing still and waiting for anybody in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to sell if the price is right, because I know it's going to be more 6 months from now, simply because the casino is coming to here, to Petersburg, and that's going to make everything an asset.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand that. I definitely do. And I hear you. I mean, I think what you want is fair, you know, for what you're asking. I definitely can say, you know, I can try and get to where you want to be as best I can. I mean, all honesty, no risk situation. We'd like to be around that 190 number would be no risk for us.
If you're talking 190, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I figured that. Like I said, it would be a no risk situation for us. That would be ideal, but I know, you know, I want to.
That's 25 grand less than what I've been offered twice.
No, yeah, definitely, I understand, and that's not my offer. That's not my offer. I was just saying, you know, a no risk situation. That's where we would like to be, but at the same time, I know I got to have skin in the game to work with you. So, I mean. I mean, if we met you at if we were able to beat the 225 and do 229,486, would that?
229,486
to entertain with you.
Or what? What's 86?
Oh, that would 229,486 is the total number.
229, you're dealing in pennies, talking 86. 229,086 dollars. Is that what you're saying?
And $486 dollars.
Say
the whole number.
Let me go ahead. Say that again.
You're good. The entire number is 229,486.
Oh, $229,486.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I see you guys are counting pennies and counting dollars. And I deal in round numbers. You might as well say two. I can't even say the numbers. It's so startling, you know?
229,500, basically.
229,586. Why don't you just say 230? It may sound even better. You know.
I mean, I'm definitely, you know, pushing my envelope best I can to that. That's just what it worked out to be on my side of things. I can come up and do 229,500. I mean, that $14. Hell, I'll put it out of my pocket. It's okay, but yeah.
Well, I made up my mind. I'm not going to go less than these 235 or 235.9 or something like that. You know, I may go down that low, but I could do a couple of more things and it'll be more than 250 for the two buildings. If I put that kitchen in there, it's going to cost me about $7,000 the way I do it, because I got to put a stove in, a refrigerator, plus cabinetry. It's going to be close to 250 by the time I finish with, hopefully in a couple of months. But I might as well, you know, complete my work and get my price, because I don't think I'm going to go any lower than, because I got money spent already that's going to go in the building. I can't put it in 205 because I got a wall board to put up, run some more electrical fixtures and stuff like that, the electrical wiring, really, with fixtures. And I got to disconnect some of the electrical, which goes to 205, because they're both on the same meter. So,
got you.
That's going to cost me money to do it legally with a licensed electrician before they put a meter next door. But it's not feasible for me.
A good chunk.
It's not feasible. If I can't get my price, I can wait a couple of months, God spare me, to get my price.
No, I hear you. I can say, you know, as you know, the work takes time, and time is money. I mean,
nobody knows that better than me.
Because
I've not only been collect the picture from the building trade, I do a lot of the work myself. Like I just said, I just came in here with my German Shepherd, and one of my guys promised me yesterday he was going to come down here and finish putting up the studding, which is only 6 studs. And he never got here because he's doing part-time for me, and he's working for another guy full-time because he gets $1.50 an hour. And stay dude. And I got here, and I just opened the door, and the 6 2x4s are not even up. And he promised me 2 days ago he was going to come, and he's got keys. So he hasn't even done that. So I got to deal with sometimes knucklehead workers, even though they get paid well. But they're working for the man. I'll say the man, meaning the white man, quicker than he works for me.
Yeah.
And I match his price. Plus, he's been working for me for 3 years straight. But the dude is a drinker, and he's hanging with drinkers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to tolerate a lot. So if I can't get my price, I'll keep moving myself and give it to a realtor.
Well,
so, you know, that's how I feel. I got time, and I'll do the work myself. That's what I'm going to do today.
I definitely get that. I do. I mean, and that's what I want to spare you. I'm just like, those couple months where you could be, because I know you said you wanted to renovate in Y, and I'm just like, all those couple months that you'd be down here doing that work could be spent doing what you really want to do. So it really is just a matter of if all that trouble of working with, you know, those individuals and also, you know, dedicating your time to this is really worth $15,000 a year. You know what I mean? I mean, I know you may not be ready to move forward at this time, and that's completely okay as well. I mean.
Well, I'm ready to move forward for those two buildings because I'm also down here at 101, and I'm going to work on this, and I'm going to get heat. So I got a boiler man waiting on me to put new heating system in this building, which covers the two apartments. So I want to do that before the winter. Cut the water on too, because I got a guy starting next week.
Yeah,
quiet,
I mean,
boy.
I'd love to for you to just be able to start that.
You didn't tie yourself up? Who told you to go around those columns? Come on. Wait, wait, wait. You're tying me up. I need to take the leash off you. Go. Go. Yeah, you know, but I can take my time, you know, and try to do a few more things. It'd be better. And maybe you guys or your organization or your people could come up with a better price. Other than that, I can't handle it for less than what I'm asking, or at least $1,000 less. I'm not going to go 2.5 or whatever, or 3.
2.5 or 3 from where are you talking about?
In other words, if you had came up and said $250, if you had said 247 even or something like that, then but you talking 229 something. No, I can't handle that. If I finish doing the work that I'm doing, it'd be worth more than $250.
Now, when you go to list, well, were you planning on listing it itself?
I can't hear you.
Were you planning on listing the properties when you're done?
No, that's not your business anyway. Most likely I won't, because I could get do bed and bath or get more money giving it to social service people and get my rent directly. Those are ideas that would be better than, you know, telling you my exact plans.
Yeah, no, and that makes sense. And I'm not trying to, you know, dig in your business or anything. I can't hear you. I said, that makes sense. And I'm not trying to dig deep in your business. I'm just trying to get an understanding of what you know, are really...
You really are digging, because you ask me a lot of questions that's really personal and what I want to do with my business or whatever it is. I mean, you negotiate the price, but you're trying to find a soft spot, or you're trying to convince me like I'm broke or like I should compromise. You understand?
So I can understand.
You should be thinking more positive, or come see the building or whatever it is, and then maybe you'll get a better idea of its worth.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree, and I apologize. I'm not trying to offend you in any way, or like, you know.
Yeah, well, you I've done business. Listen, I'm 79 years old. I've done real estate in New York, renovate in New York. I started young because I said I'll make more money doing part-time as a real estate salesperson, but that didn't work. So I said, I'd be better off investing in property. My father died early, but my stepfather told me, man, do what you like. And that's just what I'm doing. But my labor is valuable. My ideas are valuable. And I take them and I put it into property, and I should get paid just for them.
Yeah.
Because you're going to turn around and do the same thing. You're not going to live in it. I can tell by your conversation. But that's my price. I'll sell it for $250. If I can't sell it for $250, I keep it and rent it. Because the price definitely going to go up, particularly since the casino is coming here.
Yeah, I definitely can understand that, and I'm not poking and prodding to try to convince you. What I'm trying to come up with is solutions to get to your price on my side of things. So the first way that I try is cash offer, which is what we've been just talking about. I want to know, have you heard of novation deals at all?
Heard of what?
Novation deals at all.
Novation?
Yes.
No, I've never heard of novation deals.
So it's kind of like, you know, listing the property, but in a closed market. And you know, we're really just figuring out what number you want out of this, which I know is 250, and we can pitch it to, you know, our network of investors. But my whole thing is I'd love to try to let you talk with our owner further about that. I mean, he'd be the person that would help you get to your number of what you're able to do and have a little more bandwidth than I do, if that makes sense, with just the numbers that I have to work with. But what I can do, his name is Forrest, and our company is CVA. Our parent company is Forrest Buys Houses. So that's Forrest is the owner. And he directly would, you know, spare you from even having to list the property or do anything like that or jump through, you know, any more crazy hoops. You really can just get the number that you're looking for, possibly through a novation deal. It would be a lot simpler, easier than any type of listing. Now, I'm pretty sure that's how we would be able to get you closer to your 250, you know, valuation on that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pass all of this along to him and try to give you a call once he's, you know, has a moment.
Yeah, well, if he gives me a call, I'm going to tell him the same thing.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
my
yeah.
price, and that's my final price. If anything, I'm going to go up. So you don't need to, but it's not necessary to try to convince me, no matter who he is. I wouldn't care if he's Trump,
yeah.
which I don't like anyway. I didn't vote
either.
For him. But
me either.
So don't misuse your time by trying to get somebody or your boss to convince me. You tell your boss, I'm not selling it for less.
No, yes, sir. And I wouldn't, you know.
And that's the bottom line. And I'm not being hard-nosed. I'm just being firm.
Yeah, and I
so,
completely agree with that.
No matter what you say or what he says, because I may be a lot more stronger, a lot more vivid and to the point with him, because I'll tell him you being a person who seemed to be decent, you trying to find a solution. I understand that, but the solution is tell him I'm firm.
Yeah.
And I don't need to speak to him because he's nobody to me, because he's using you when he could be talking to me, period.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with what you're saying. And like you said, I'm sure you've been in this business longer than both of us have been doing this. So it definitely, you know, speaks for itself. And I know, you know, it's not going to be like that, if that makes sense, you know. But I can definitely understand where you're coming from. I definitely do. But yeah, your price is your price, and I respect that, and we'll do what we can to meet it. And if we can't, it's no hard feelings. But I do think this is a way to meet it. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're entitled to your opinion. And I just move on to somebody else. As I do work, the price is going to go up.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's only fair. That's only fair. You got sweat equity in there, too, so.
Yeah, exactly. And my skills as well as me paying a man or two men $1.50 a day is a lot of money, because when I was working in the trade, I didn't make that kind of money. But I'd got Social Security and taxes and stuff like that there, but these guys, some of them, they're good, some are, and they're getting straight money, but I got to declare it, there's so much I got to eat by paying them straight money, because I got an accounting thing that I have to deal with, so I have liabilities also, being an entrepreneur, so I got to stick to my price, or I'll be on the losing end.
Yeah. No, I definitely understand that. Definitely understand that. So, what I'll do is I'll put it up over to his desk, and and I'll have him give you a call before the weekend.
Oh, fine. Yeah, no problem. But I'll tell you so you know, I'm not going to change my mind. If anything, I'll go up.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't expect you to, Mr. Ingram. I don't expect you to at all.
Right.
Yes, sir. No, that is no problem. I hear you. I'm speaking human to human. I definitely hear you. So.
Right.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, man. Be careful doing all that work over there. And I'll have him reach out before, like I said, before Friday.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. No problem, Mr. Ingram.
Yeah. Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.